Montgomery County is making headlines over how it interacts with immigration authorities when an undocumented immigrant is arrested. At the center of the debate is County Executive Mark Elrich, who joins me now to discuss the county's immigration policies. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
Good, good. All right. You have a recent executive order that does limit the county's cooperation with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Of course, that's a federal agency. What are the limits, and do you think that that's affected your relationship with federal immigration officials?
Well, I didn't change anything, so I think we had a not totally friendly relationship before I became county executive, and I imagine we probably have the same relationship we had before, though I am going to be talking to people from ICE. We've decided to have a get-together meeting and chat. So that's progress. The executive order basically confirmed the existing practice of, you know, we don't share information with ICE. When, you know, somebody gets stopped by the police, we don't ask any questions about a person's where they're from, about their immigration status. We just deal with the police issues. So they kind of get treated like everybody else. If they're encountering the police is met with an appropriate response, and it's tickets or arrest or warnings. Once somebody does get arrested, though, the FBI and Homeland Security, which means ICE, do get notifications. It happens when we submit fingerprints. And at that point, you know, ICE becomes aware of people who are in our custody.
What is your message to county residents who might be confused about what they're hearing and are saying, listen, we are just worried about public safety? What's your message to those residents?
Well, you know, my message is that what we're doing is actually the safest approach. When people commit crimes, we are arresting them and putting them in jail. There is no way of knowing whether somebody's going to commit a crime, and some of these people have no previous criminal records. So you wouldn't know that they, you know, had a criminal background by walking down the street. You just cannot round up everybody, which is what Trump and his friends would like to do, and just round up everybody and deport them. Because their argument is the only way to be safe is not have these people in the country. So here's the problem that I think people need to ponder. If the county were to cooperate with ICE, we would lose the support and cooperation of some of these immigrant communities. We have spent years trying to reinforce with the immigrant community that they can trust us, that we're not enforcing, you know, deportations. We want this to be a safe community. So please cooperate with the police and share information with us. The only antidote to this that the other side has to offer is just put them all away and lock, you know, put them on boats or planes and send them back to where they came from. Other than the enormous, as I would say, financial disruption or economic disruption there would be, it's just really an inhumane thing to do. But they don't have a solution.
When is that discussion with ICE happening? Is that happening, you know, with the Trump administration's, you know, knowledge and stamp of approval? Or is this something that was already in the works?
Well, no, it wasn't in the works. We got a call and we were asked if we'd have a meeting. And the answer was yes. So it's happening. This wasn't my call. This is their call.
And when will that be?
Shortly.
All right. That was Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.